All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And Amazon has concluded this season of Invincible.
Invincible.
Yes. And, well, quite a treat. Quite a treat. We're going to start with the person that wishes Omni Man was his real dad, Jay.
Nah, hell no. Because he would beat the living shit out of me. No, hell no. No,
no James, you go along with that. You're just like, oh, you want to take over? Oh, yeah, I'll be down with that. Love you, Dad.
Nah, well.
Omni Man, you are the father. How do you feel about this episode of Invincible and the whole entire series?
It was amazing. And it's even more amazing after I did the research on Invincible and I see what they're going. And if they go that route, this is going to probably be the one of the best animated superhero shows ever.
Like, when you say you researched, James, did you actually look at some of the comic books or did you look at just this, what people said online?
No, I actually went, was it Comic Storian, something like that? When they actually go through the comics.
Yeah, that YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a pretty good job, I think.
Brutal.
He's awesome, dude. It's so brutal. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I did not expect it to go this way. I didn't expect it as graphic as it was.
Omni-Man killed a whole train of people by holding his son's face in front of the train. I'm like,
that was not in the comic books.
No, it wasn't.
I've never even heard of something like that.
That is the one thing I think about when I think about that episode. Like, I don't think about anything else.
I did not expect that at all. I mean, I knew it was going to get real, but I did not expect that. I mean, that was, wow.
Omni Man says, Earth is not yours to conquer.
I love your mom, but more so like a pet. Like, damn!
He was like, I had to do something while I was here, man.
Right. He was just dropping truths to him. Well, I didn't say it was truthful, but to him, it was the fucking truth. And
it's the realness.
I knew it was going to get real, but I didn't think it was going to get that real. I didn't think it would go that deep into it, and I didn't think that he would beat the living dog shit out of him like he did. People actually thought that he hated this man.
Thing was, from the first episode, he was hoping that his son did not get his powers. Turns out that he had the powers and he was still beating the crap out of
him. Even though it was rough, it was very entertaining and I was immersed into what was going on.
And it kind of went into like Dragon Ball Z territory, which just...
Yeah.
It's over 9,000.
Beating each other, yeah. I mean, it got really, really bad. And I'm just curious to see what the next season is going to bring. Obviously, they're going to have to build up to something big. And I guess the filler would be all the other villains in the show. And then maybe the third season or halfway through the second season, they're going to do the big reveal. I think they're going to build up to that. I don't think they're going to start off on that.
What do you mean, with the Viltrumites or the...
Yeah.
I think
next season is going to be a filler season. Then get to the Viltrumites.
There's a real fucked up villain he deals with that pops up throughout the comic book every once in a while. I think Invincible's got one arch nemesis. He's got an arch nemesis himself, and more than likely they're going to bring him in because he's a black guy.
I forgot his name, but I know you're talking about. He got like a weird shaped head.
He unlocks a lot of shit that happens for later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matt. Matt?
Last episode, regardless if it was animation or not, has probably been one of the better storytelling episodes that I've seen in a very long time. I know a lot of times with Marvel, it's either too much action, not enough storytelling, as far as what people are expecting from these TV series. This episode was a great combination of action, blood, gore, violence. It reminded me of The Boys with Mortal Kombat features, essentially amazing. And then the way that they can subtly talk about, I don't follow the comic books like Keith or did any of the research like James, because I kind of want to be surprised by a lot of this. But to see the way they progressed it in one episode is amazing. I cannot speak enough of this. I think the part that got me, where Invincible rescues one of the pilots, the first pilot.
Yeah.
He's on the ground. He takes off his mask. He's like, oh, thanks, Invincible, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, Omni-Man flies right behind him.
Right.
And then I kind of had a glimpse of 300 where the bad guy was like Xerxes is behind the guy like that. And then all of a sudden he turns around and whoosh, squishes his fucking face. I had to stop the damn thing because I didn't expect that. I was like, okay, it could have happened. There's a lot of violence. It was just like so fucking sudden. It was so quick that I had to pause because my jaw like fucking dropped. And that shit with the train. So I don't know if they put a lot of money in this particular episode, but the animation of it, the gore, like who thinks of this shit? It's just fucking classic.
Like
and
that one, oh man. Again, I just keep thinking about that one. It was like, you did that, Mark. You did that. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was unfucking real. Like, who thinks of this shit? Apparently, they do. So Amazon has done a great job of coming out with original content and trying to be this powerhouse. If anything, it's like The Boys, except animated version. I really, really enjoyed this series, and it gave me time to breathe. Although I kind of wish this happened after Falcon and Winter Soldier. That way, they had something to tide me over and passing through May.
You have a month to recover.
There all you right. go. Thinking positive, Mike.
All right. So, Keith, how do you feel about the season of Invincible, since you know more about all this?
Fucking blown away. I was surprised. I had my reservations, hesitant because I didn't like all the little filler and stuff, and I thought the animated episode should be shortened to like 30 minutes instead of 45 to 50 minutes. But this last episode was phenomenal. In a broad sense, for anyone who read the Walking Dead comic books, you kind of knew how things were going to pan out in the Walking Dead TV show, how it is with me and Invincible. Kind of got an idea like what they're going to come up with. But I would say 60% of what went down in this episode wasn't in the comic books. Drop it down and just like crush that pilot's head, that on the level of like fucked upness. Goddamn. The train, crap marked by the back of the head. It was a lot more brutal animated than it was depicted in comic book format. I thought it was fantastic. I like the direction they're going with it. I'm along for the ride. There's a lot of places they can go with this. I got to say one thing that they're doing far better than comic book is Adam Eve and Invincible's relationship, his relationship with his friends and even his girlfriend, playing out a lot more naturally. Comic book was very much like things would get wrapped up in an issue. And this one, the entire season, is happening far more organically. I like that Mark's mother has more of a role to play in this. She was the one who was discovering Omni-Man's duplicity, accelerated the whole subplot with Mark's friends and everything. And it's fine. But again, it just feels much more natural than it did forced in the comic books. I'm glad it didn't stick with the whole cliche of Invincible of Mark being this naive kid, not knowing what to do, stepped up at the end. I don't think anyone got the impression that he was just this naive idiot, stepped to his dad, even though he had no hope in the world of taking him out. And making Omni-Man as threatening as he was, that tension level throughout the last two or three episodes have been pretty high because played his storyline out.
Plus, he's not like Superman where he has something that can harm him.
The only thing that saved him was Mark playing on his emotions. Yeah. It's the only thing that saved him, the fact that he had a glimmer of humanity and stuff. So he takes off and flies off in tears, crying at what he did and everything. That first episode, when he was training with Mark, and then he got pissed, straight punched him in the chest.
Yeah,
all sons and fathers had a moment like that, feeling yourself, and then you got to kind of get put in your place. But Omni-Man did it. That boy went flying back two states. I was like, damn. You kind of got that Omni-Man wasn't playing on that same level. Next season, I'm going to miss Omni-Man just jumping up and dropping in and just doing something ratchet for like 20 seconds and then flying off. I'm going to miss that. I'm excited to see where they take it. They got a good formula here. Let's lay it out there. So I'm all for it. So I'm excited to see what they do next season.
Fucking amazing. If you haven't watched the show, you're out of your damn mind. You need to go watch it. I'm about to run the whole season back.
I would just say the only negative is Zazie Beetz' character, because even towards the end of the last 10 minutes of this, she was like, yeah, I know Omni-Man's your dad. So you knew, one, at the college that he was invincible.
That's exactly what I said.
Yep.
Exactly what I said. That pissed me off.
Yeah, so I'm just talking about her character looks weak in this episode because you were giving him a whole bunch of crap about you being late, you're doing this, but you know he's out saving the world and potentially saving the universe as he went to Mars. So that, and also if you understand that Omni-Man is his father, how can you be upset at him? he's going through things you would never understand and trying to relate to you as a human being when he's not human, or at least partially human. Hail Vitramite, war comes.
When the war comes, hail Vitramite.
Yeah, I'm down with the Vitramites. Yeah, you know, I'm just straight up a pet right now, you know. But Omni-Man is the embodiment of just terror and destruction. No remorse for anybody. And again, I just keep going back to when he held Mark's face in front of the train, and Mark's trying to like save the people, but he's also like killing them at the same time. And then Omni-Man gets out of the train, like, yo, don't go against me. This is not going to end well for you. And nor shall it end well for Earth. Omni-Man's a beast. All right. That's all I'm saying. You know, I kept saying all those gifts about Omni-Man. And then I rewatched all of the Omni-Man deaths on YouTube. The Guardians of the Globe caught that. That Batman character, he's got whiplash. It's like, bang! I'm like, oh! Fatality. Hell of Vitramite, yo. So, Jay, what score would you give the season of Invincible?
A 9.5. Like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I am fully invested. I'm just curious to see what direction they're going to go. And if they go in the direction I think they're going to go, it's going to get even better, be more entertaining. It was a very adult superhero animated show.
Yeah.
Very adult, which is a super plus in my mind. Reminded me of DC animated movies. The animation was good. The voice acting was amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the same studios.
Oh, okay. So the voice acting was amazing. I mean, everything was good. The only thing that kind of held me back from giving it a 10 is because of something we mentioned earlier on one of the other earlier podcasts, was that sometimes they have a tendency to jump around. It's just all over the place at times. But they wrapped it up in a nice bow. But I'm just curious to see where it's going to go. All hail Omni-Man. I'm with you. He would destroy Superman. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course he would. Of course.
And I love it.
I don't know about that.
He'll give Superman the business, yo.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not the Krypton out of him. All right, Matt, what score would you give?
I would give this a 10. The reason why I give it a 10 is, one, this is an unknown property for the majority of the public, and the fact that they can take it and make it such a phenomenon with excellent storytelling, where you don't have to actually know the franchise and slowly introduce the character and development, automatic 10. And the fact that that last episode can actually give you hints, especially for those that follow it. I don't know exactly what's going to go on in the future. And from what the Beast Gang is hinting is that there's actually bigger storylines than what has been presently shown or even hinted. Shows me that storytelling is going to be amazing. And from what I heard, this is going to go into 7 seasons. So it's going to be amazing to watch. I can't explain it anymore. I'm just as excited about when they did Marvel movies as I am with this particular series. 10 out of 10. Keep it going.
All right, Keith.
I get it's 9. It was a great first season. Again, just like there were some slow parts, some inconsistencies with the animation. I think that was done to save money. I like the slow burn for the show, especially with Omni-Man. Changes that they made from the comic books to the TV show, those changes actually work for the most part. I read the whole comic book series, first issue to the last one. There were lots of times I was just completely surprised by an episode. The Guardians of the Globe, the way they caught it, I think I showed it to you guys. It was only like 1 or 2 pages and like a little panel for each one of the Guardians' deaths. It was nothing the brutality that went down in that. They found what that was going to make this show stand out early on. Now that they know it and they know it works, I'm looking forward to seeing what else. Can't wait to see what happens next. So I'll give it a 9. 9 out of 10 for me.
All right. Big Mike, score?
9.5. A couple of slow parts that I didn't like. Well, than that, I thought it was a great show. And like everybody said, definitely looking forward to upcoming seasons.
All right. And I'm going to give this a 9.5 also. And I was not expecting this much enjoyment out of this when I watched the first episode. And I think I talked to Keith after that one. This is good. Need to stick with it. And I think the saddest part for me right now is that there won't be another episode this week. It was good to have Falcon and Winter Soldier and Invincible. It was a good balance between that animation and live action. And now that since both of those are concluded for this season, it's a little sad right now that there's not anything else to fill in the gaps. And I think for me, the only negatives I have is probably like Zazie Beetz' character. I think just some of the pacing of the episodes could have been a little bit better. But other than that, I mean, this show has a lot of potential. Probably say more potential than what The Boys had. I mean, The Boys is a good show. But that second season, not as impactful as the first season. In a wet dream of mine, Homelander and Omni-Manic just wrecking shop for everybody. There needs to be some crossover universe. Any other wrap-up comments?
It's going to be brutal. James, you know what I'm talking about. Like, wait till the whole...
It's going to get real, man. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to take it. I may have to... I don't know. If it goes that way, it's going to be tough.
Everybody remember, there's more than one Viltrumite out there.
Yeah.
Omni-Man's not the only one out there.
And he's not the strongest.
No.
Yeah, and then...
He's probably, I would say he's probably mid to low tier.
Yeah, he's like nowhere near. For real. He's nowhere near the worst one of them all, man. They got some horrible ones.
And then you kind of get glimpses of Cecil, how he was masterminding certain things, like the robots, the cyborg robots.
Right.
So I was like, all right, well, now I see why he was trying to do that, because Omni-Man was going to get busy.
He was basically prepping. He knew Omni-Man did that shit. He just had no proof. Even though he knew that Omni-Man could go through them, but shit, that gives him some time, right?
And maybe because I don't understand, that detective who had the dirt on Omni-Man?
The demon detective?
Yeah, I don't understand if he knew that was happening, why they would banish him the way that they did.
Cecil knew that something was going down and keep the demon detective from coming outright and accusing Omni-Man of it, and then having Omni-Man just go ham until Cecil was ready.
Demon detective Hellboy was going to blow everything up, and then he and his wife get into an argument, and then Omni-Man just goes insane up.
They didn't know what the hell was going on, and they didn't want the train, like, the last three episodes to happen. Basically, he tried to stop the last three episodes from happening, and that shit unfortunately did not work.
But wouldn't the demon guy have some form of power?
Superman has weakness of kryptonite and magic. Omni-Man's only weakness is that he's got a soft spot for baseball and his son. Clearly, you saw how far that soft spot went, because he beat the shit out of that boy.
Say it again. The brakes off him. Say it again.
He beat the brakes off of that boy.
No. Go back to the weakness.
Yeah, Superman's weaknesses are like kryptonite and magic.
Magic. And what's Omni-Man's weakness?
Sentimentality.
Mm-hmm. If he don't fuck with you, yeah. It's a wrap. They didn't even damage his fucking outfit.
And again, the Immortal caught it twice. Like, oh, that was funny, yo. He's like, I thought I killed you. All right. So, Beast Game Podcast, everybody. Rewatch Immortal. I mean, not Immortal, but Invincible. Rewatch Immortal, catch it again. Like the first of all. But yeah, rewatch Invincible. All right.
Beast Game not die?
Who?
Immortal?
He's immortal. It's like a Highlander or something.
Yeah, his thing was that he's been alive for like centuries. He doesn't know why. And as he keeps living, he gets more and more powerful. So now he's strong and can fly. And
Here we are, born to be kings.
Well, to tell you the truth, if that was the case, if he was an immortal like Highlander immortal, he didn't get decapitated. He should be done.
That just shit don't work, dude.
I know. I'm just saying.
It don't work.
So he keep coming back then, basically.
If you reattach his limbs, they come back and stuff.
Keep coming back to get destroyed. I mean, he got some good hits in. But it didn't phase him.
They did two of those monsters. Those big monsters.
Omni-Man would still destroy them, okay?
Both of them? If they had two of those monsters on steroids.
Yeah, the Viltrumites, they're not invulnerable. Man, invulnerable. It's like, they catch a beating, but goddamn, gotta be willing to go that level. They do have one weakness.
Yeah.
And it makes a certain weird kind of sense, so they'll talk about it in the show. But
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I'm just not gonna say it.
Definitely nothing hokey like a radiation, anything like that, kryptonite or some shit. Nothing like that.
All right. Beast Game Podcast.